You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Win. They now lead the series 2-1.
Castro's got it. Throws to first. Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs beat the Cardinals!
Get ready for this historic Game 4 with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Cubs, Cardinals, 3:37, first pitch at Wrigley Field today. Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series. A Cubs win clinches their first NLCS appearance since 2003. For a team that's averaged 95 losses the first three seasons of Theo Epstein's tenure, being in a position like this is truly special to the Cubs president of baseball operations.
This type of run's what we dreamed of. You know, why you get into baseball in the first place, why you... bring people in to form an organization, why you sacrifice with your brothers, work the long hours, and why the scouts drive, the extra miles, why the staff members stay up at night figuring out how to reach a player here and there, and why you come together as an organization. And we all had this vision in our head of, a lineup full of young players slugging their way through October. We didn't think it would happen this quickly.
Theo Epstein on with Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff earlier today. Catch that interview in its entirety at SpiegelandGoff.com. Joe Madden also on today. Check out that interview there as well. Lineups are out for Game 4. No Addison Russell for the Cubs today. Javi Baez takes his spot at shortstop. No Yadier Molina for the Cardinals. Pitching matchup, Jason Hamill goes for the Northsiders. John Lackey counters for St. Louis. Lackey is coming off just 3 days rest. He's done that twice in his career in the postseason. Had some good success. Has surrendered just 2 earned runs in 10 and 2/3 innings pitched in those outings. Dodgers are in New York tonight to take on the Mets. The Dodgers are in a win or go home situation. They trail that series 2-1. Other Major League Baseball news today. Former Padres manager Bud Black to interview for the Nationals opening. Padres set to interview Alex Cora for their opening. Bears are off today as the Lions await them in Detroit on Sunday. Michael Sam moments ago tweeted out, "Hello, Chicago."
Hello, Chicago.
No confirmation if he's in town for a workout or just like sound bites from the show. Blackhawks off tonight. They return to action tomorrow in Philadelphia. Bulls preseason continues tomorrow when they host the Detroit Pistons. The scoreboard update brought to you by the Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. It's going on right now. And Len Casper on the score brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Double fist pump.
Lynn Casper.
Go! Cubs win!
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Baez to Rizzo. Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
There's a drive to left. Way back. Gone! A two-run homer for Chris Bryant.
Lynn Casper.
We're going to bring out the Tom Brokaw again. Matt Belisle to Sammy Tuimalawa.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 202 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. We expect conversation with Lynn Casper, our buddy, in a few moments.
Yes, trying to establish contact with Lynn Casper. And
come in, please.
Boy, some of the reaction to that weirdo
that
call.
Weirdo? Yeah, hey, weirdo.
Yeah, this is from Tanner, who says, "What's the value of some phony, perfunctory display of sportsmanship at the end of a playoff series? Yeah, they do it in hockey, they do it in soccer, and who cares? Sportsmanship is helping a guy up for the other team when they fall. They do it a lot in basketball. They do it in football. Sometimes you see a guy completely ignore a guy from another team on the ground, leaving it to that guy's own team to help him up, and somehow life goes on." I don't understand the desire to.
You remember though when the hockey thing first started? How hockey people loved that thing. They loved that.
Look, hockey people love to celebrate the empty tradition of the handshake line just because they do.
Because they do.
That doesn't, well, it's another reason.
I couldn't believe my ears. That's
one of the primary planks of the hockey supremacist platform is, there's only one sport, and
where
it's
they meet?
That sport, because this is what they do, and it's why it's better than any of those stupid other sports with all the black people in them.
Where do the hockey supremacists meet, by the way? Is there a gathering point?
That is house. Len Casper is brought to us by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com. And he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hey, Len.
Hey, guys. I'm greeting you from about the sixth row from behind home plate as the Cardinals are taking BP. Sun is poking through the clouds. Looks like we've got a crosswind from left to right, and it has cooled off a bit today. But you have two interesting storylines, right, with the starters. You have Jason Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Got off to a really good start, struggled late, only went six innings four times in his last 20 starts of the season, and he has not pitched since October 1st. And on the other side, you have John Lackey, whose ERA is under one against the Cubs, but he's working on short rest in this one today. So I expect it to be a pretty good ball game.
And completely different from yesterday's ball game because we've got different conditions and essentially a different ballpark today.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. And that's the beauty of Wrigley Field, obviously, is that you never quite know what you're going to get. And while last night the wind was blowing out, it was really blowing out to right, and we saw a couple of those home runs go to left, and I don't think the wind necessarily knocked those balls down, but it didn't help them. And I thought most, if not all, of the home runs were legitimate shots that would have gone out on just about any night.
Yeah, that's what I said before. For the love of God, they were hit like you can't believe. It isn't like, yeah, that one just made it, or that one he barely got. You know, it wasn't the Kansas City special, Len. Those balls were hit pretty damn hard.
You know, that was the best offensive postseason single day ever in terms of combined home runs. I think there were 21 home runs hit. The old record was 15, and I think 60-some runs shattered the old record of, like, 48. So, I mean, if you look at all the games yesterday, I mean, it was just an offensive onslaught, and we had never seen a postseason day quite like it in baseball history.
You've watched Jake Arrieta all year, and I know he does that post-pitch stretching move where he lifts his arm up over his head. And it just seemed like he was less comfortable yesterday than I've seen him in the past. You know, I don't want to project my own nervousness on him, but you've got a guy who has just blown through his previous season high for innings. He's at 243 innings right now, and it matters. At some point, that matters. I don't know when it matters. I don't know what that number is. Nobody does. But when he has an outing where he's not crisp, and yeah, they won the bad Arrieta start, which is great. But this team is so Arrieta reliant. This particular team this year, is any level of concern with him is more important than with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think there is a great level of concern. His velocity was good. I thought his command was a little bit off. Now, obviously, fatigue can show up not only in velocity but in lack of command. You'd expect the guy to be a little bit tired, right, after all those innings and pitching as well as he had. The only thing I would say about the innings total is that over the last 3 months, you know, he has not pitched a ton of high-stress innings. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't given up anything. So last night when he walked the two guys to start that inning, when the Cardinals grabbed the lead, it really stood out. He had walked nine guys, including last night, in his last 11 starts. So to me, Dan, when I've seen him, quote, struggle, it's when, you know, he's giving free base runners. Teams just don't generally hit him very hard. So I think for him it's just about finding the strike zone again. And give the Cardinals credit, man. They worked the count. They did not take the approach a lot of other teams have against him, and that is swing early because you're afraid of being down two strikes against him.
Yeah, they did. I was thinking the same thing, that you're kind of taking your time with him, and I guess if I'm a hitter against him, I don't want to do that. But if I were, that's sort of what I want to do. I don't know if I want to get it over early, because getting it over early, it kind of proves not to be right. If you look at the numbers, I mean, there's not much to back you up and say, yeah, let me swing at something early in the count that looks good, because that really doesn't seem to work against Jake Arrieta.
you don't slug against him, right?
No, I do not. No. No, I don't think so.
If the
don't think so.
Is bad, you know, you don't want to swing too much early. And here's the other thing. Think about his best pitch. It's a strike-the-ball slider, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you lay off that pitch, and it's not easy to recognize, clearly guys don't see the ball coming out of his hand as well as they do other pitchers. And the Cardinals, I think, really had a very specific approach that, hey, even if we take a first-pitch fastball for a strike, we're going to make him get ahead in the count. And the Cubs hitters did that to Michael Wacha all night, too. And Bryant, when he hit the game-winning home run, it was 3-0. He swung 3-0, fouled it off, swung 3-1, fouled it off, and then got to 3-2. And Wacha came back with another fastball in a terrible location, and Chris made him pay for it.
Addison Russell had the MRI results not known yet. Joe Maddon hinting that if it goes five, he's not going to be available for that game either. And we get a history of hamstring issues with Addison Russell. So while Javier Baez is also a plus defender at the major league level, it's still a drop off from a guy who this year one could say is approaching elite status defensively at that position.
Yeah, the big picture thing that comes for me, Dan, out of the hamstring injury for Russell is he's the shortstop of the present and the future. I think even a few months ago, I was curious to know if Addison Russell was a better shortstop than Javier Baez. And we may not know the answer to that, but I can tell you this. I haven't seen too many shortstops this year outside of maybe Andrelton Simmons of the Braves, who I would say is a better shortstop. The 21-year-old kid who should man that position for a long time to come. And, yeah, when he left the game, it was noticeable. I think Javi maybe just had some nerves, which you can understand coming into that moment in that situation. But I would like to think that today getting a starting assignment that you'd find him to be back to the guy we've seen all year, and that is, as you say, an above-average defender at short.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain too much about it because, I mean, a guy that's on base every time he's up, I think I'll take that. I'm good with that. I'm solid with that. And he I don't know what he's done, but he's just swinging like, I mean, every bat is just really, really solid, whether he's walking or hitting. I mean, I don't know what he's done in that little bit of time he had off, but whatever it was, he's come back. I mean, because when he played him the other day in St. Louis, like, people are like, oh, you're playing, I don't know. That's what, and holy crap.
Yeah, I'll tell you, these kids, that man, they've got ice in their veins. I thought Kyle Schwarber, he took a walk after the home run. You know, he just waited out Wacha, and,
yeah, he did.
There's no anxiety. Soler doing something that has never been seen in the postseason. He's been on base his first nine
times,
career plate
appearance. That's Soler, yeah, by it, yep.
Yeah, and
Baez, unbelievable.
Yeah, Baez, I like his approach, too. You know, he's cut down on the big swing. I think he's taking a little bit more of a two-strike approach when he gets to that count. He's closed his stance. He's moved closer to the plate. You know, give John Mailey, the Cubs hitting coach, a lot of credit. All the minor league coaches who worked with these guys. And I just feel like right now the Cubs feel that there's no team out there that's better than they are. And I'd have to agree with them at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John Lackey is an experienced pro who has pitched and succeeded on short rest before. But even considering that, I would think that this Cubs team that has seen a lot of pitches throughout the year, and it's led to a lot of walks and a lot of strikeouts, but that's the way this team is designed to play. I think it matters in this game today because of an ability to get into a pitch count that might already be 10, 15 short of what it usually is, if not more.
Yeah, and I also think he exploited Phil Cuzzi's strike zone. That was obviously a narrative that played out in the aftermath. I think it was put on Twitter by some of the stats people that four of the six called third strikes were not actual strikes. Mark Carlson, interestingly enough, a Joliet, Illinois native, will work the plate in this ball game. And I don't know if you guys know this little umpire nugget. Maybe this is a better note for them and them, but because I know he's into officials. But did you know in a five-game series, the crew chief starts in left, so if there's a game five, he's back of the plate? That is Dana DeMuth, who is at first base today, and he would end up behind the plate for a potential game five.
Huh.
So there's your umpire trivia for the day.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you also know that umpires basically get dinged, they get demerits, for not calling strikes within that zone, and they get, I think, a couple of inches off the plate. But they get dinged as pitches that are in the zone that they don't call strikes. So that's why really the better home plate umpires are considered to be the guys who call a lot of strikes. And that's why I think you've seen bigger strike zones here in the postseason based on those assignments.
That's interesting. Yeah, I have seen a lot of strikes called that don't look like, and I don't know if the thing is off or what the hell it is, but it just got awful.
The one on TBS has got to be off.
Lenny, it's making me crazier than I am. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? It looks like it's, and I can't be, and even strikes are outside the zone, and then some the other day were closer. Some were closer, and it was, okay, that's a strike. But a lot of it is, oh, my God, where is that camera at? How is that? Is that thing always going to be accurate or not?
Well, the people I talk to tell me it's accurate. I think sometimes the center field camera can skew your view of it. There was a pitcher, too, that looked good on the tight center shot, the replay, and then you go to the TBS graphic, and it looked like it was a couple of balls off the plate.
Yep.
I'm told that those balls that looked like strikes on the camera were actually off the plate. So I got to defend the TV guys on this one.
Okay.
I spent a lot of money on it, so I would imagine that they calibrated as well as they can.
Hey, Len, has anybody come up with a comp for what has happened with Starlin Castro this year? And I don't really know how somebody could frame it statistically, but a guy who's been with the team for this long and was sort of on a borderline Hall of Fame trajectory when he started, and then gets knocked down a peg, gets benched, comes on like absolute gangbusters in the final month of the season, and has had all these ups and downs, and he's 25. It's like he's at his third career already. He's had all these stories. He's only 25 years old, and he feels like he's the old man of this bunch who's been through so much and who's overcome. It's really unbelievable.
It is, and the home run last night had to feel extra good. His first career postseason home run. He looked a little shaky on that play at second base, but had Molina running, fortunately, and just got the job done, and that's all you ask of him. And now with Russell out, possibly for the rest of this series, if it goes beyond today, Starlin's defense becomes even more important out there working with Javier Baez. No, I mean, I haven't seen it. JD joked late in the year, if you can give the comeback player of the year to a guy who came back from August to September, he would be the guy to get it. But give him all the credit in the world, because a lot of guys would have shut it down and they would have just kicked their feet up and cashed in their paycheck and just waited for the team to trade him or designate him and move on to the next city. But he wanted to get it done here, and I have to give him all the credit in the world for that.
See, I wonder if that's a product of Joe Maddon himself.
That's what I think.
Or more so the secondary aspect of Maddon, where it's not necessarily him, it's the culture that he's instilled, and it just sort of happened naturally around Castro. It's not a direct management of a situation as much as it is Maddon creating a positive context that allows it to happen.
I think it's all of it. I absolutely think that's the case. I think some of his teammates probably got in his ear and said, hang tight, you're still going to be a part of this thing. I think Joe told him that. But I also think it had to bottom out, too, right?
The right.
tough love part of it is you're no longer my starting shortstop, and that had to be a very difficult pill to swallow. And as positive as Joe Maddon is, when you get that taken away, especially when you've been the guy since the day you got to the big leagues, and now you're finally winning and you're not a part of it, that's the biggest motivator I think that exists for a premier professional athlete.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how as a manager you could have handled it better than he did. I mean, it was sort of a shock. All you knew was coming. It had to be coming because he just wasn't paying attention at times in a lot of the stuff we've seen. And then Joe, I mean, I just give him a lot of credit. I know that there's a lot of different things at work here, but to me, the way he handled it and gave him a chance again, he didn't take his glove away and hide it. He said, okay, all right, but you play here and see what happens. It was like, you hate to say a wake-up call, Lenny, but whatever it was, it certainly turned the season around for Starlin Castro and certainly helped the Cubs.
Well, look at the record and how much the Cubs have improved. That's number one. Hi, Dan Evans.
Hi, Dan Evans.
Hey, Dan Evans.
Hey, Boys and Bernstein. I say hello. I'm on with him right now. He said hello, boys.
Hello.
Yeah, we got all the celebrities out here.
Yes,
look at the Cubs record. You look at the fact they outplayed their Pythagorean record, which some believe, and I don't want to overstate it, but some believe that a manager can be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that means their run differential said they should have won, I think, 90, whatever it was, 91, 92, and they won 97. Joe was also rated, I don't know if you saw the FoxSports.com piece, in terms of challenges, they had the most successful challenges, and in terms of leverage, when they added it all up, they had Joe Maddon ranked number one among all managers with replay this year. Give the video guys credit for that. But, I mean, you check off all the boxes, and that's the manager of the year, right?
Yes, it is.
Who else could it be? I mean, Mike Matheny did a great job with a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Gary Collins. In a very desperate, you know, probably going to get fired mode, gets the Mets to the
he'll be a good second
season, but
yep.
Man, oh man, to go from 73 to 97 wins, got to be Joe.
All right, before we let you go, what do you think the bullpen choices are going to look like tonight, based on sort of what you're seeing? That it just he's Madden's been Midas when it's come to just understanding the spots for some of these the low leverage relievers in high leverage situations.
Everybody's available. I think you might see a guy like Travis Wood, you know, Richard Cahill, those guys early. If it's really early, Kyle Hendricks is available. But I think if you get into the fourth, fifth, sixth inning, you're going to see the guys he's used here in the last couple of games. This could be a 4-3 ball game in which Joe Maddon uses eight guys. You know, if Hamill cannot get through the lineup more than a couple of times, I don't think Joe will hesitate to just match and match and match and match and match to get it to the end. And he's got John Lester reserved for game five, so he's in very good shape in that regard.
All right, Lenny, we appreciate it as always, my friend. Have fun, and we will talk to you soon.
Guys, we're over an hour 15 before the first pitch, and this place is buzzing. It's quite an atmosphere here. I can't wait.
That's because they see you.
And Dan Evans, right. Thanks, Len. Len Casper brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com.
Blueman.com, yeah.
And great. Right now, the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a four-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. Brought to you by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Another win, Cubs fans. The Cubs now lead the series 2-1.
Dexter Fowler with a home run. Cubs have hit six home runs in the game.
Now the Cubs can finish off the Cardinals with a big Game 4 at Wrigley. Get ready for this huge game with us. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff talk.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Pork. Be inspired. Find your next idea at porkbeinspired.com. Steve Sarkisian has been fired as USC head football coach and has already entered rehab. In the meantime, the LA Times reports that former players suggested that he may have been showing up for work drunk, drinking at work with his assistants, and running up huge bar tabs. And this is information that Pat Hayden, the AD at USC, did not have. How in the world is that possible? Not having that info and hiring Sarkisian is inexcusable, or having that info and hiring him anyway is even worse. Either way, Hayden is not doing his job. Look, I get why they brought him in after Mike Garrett, to restore some order. And yes, he's a Rhodes Scholar and a great businessman, but that does not make him a good AD, especially when you consider that Sark was screaming for help and the alleged smartest guy in the room was the only guy in the room who didn't hear it. I'm Jim Rome.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
This Friday and Saturday only, and only at Hawk Ford in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months, plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. That's right, exclusively at Hawk Ford, 0 for 72, plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. Top dollar will be paid on all trade-ins, and all credit applications will be accepted. Friday 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 7, Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
With approved credit at $13.89 per month, 1,000 finance with zero down.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. Neumale Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, Neumale Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. Neumale can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit Neumale.com. That's Numale.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Only the Home Depot has the Kidde worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice warning for only $59.97. How does that sound? Its voice alarm alerts you to both smoke and carbon monoxide, and its lithium battery lasts for 10 full years, meaning no low battery chirps. So, let's rest easy. Let's do this. The Kidde Worry-Free Combo Alarm with Voice Warning. Just $59.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And Jorge Salar is at the plate. He is a back foot hitter. He's walked twice, single, and scored tonight. He has a two-run homer in this series. In fact, he's 3-for-3, and he hits another homer. First pitch and into the left center field bases. The Cubs' fifth home run of the night. Five home runs. Boy, all they do is look for that fastball, John, out over the plate, just like we've talked about. Wow, he murdered that thing. That's what I like. Courtesy of KMOX, the great Mike Shannon.
Yeah, stop by his restaurant afterward.
Yep,
and
get drunk and hit a truck.
Get drunk and go die. That's their new special.
Oh, no, I'm completing the cycle. I'm hitting the truck.
Okay.
I'm going for the truck. I'm not running off the road. Nope.
They got a special. It's like five shots of tequila.
It's the St. Louis special.
The St. Louis special. The Cardinal Way. You go over to Mike Shannon's, you have a few drinks, and then you go drive into the back of a tow truck. Sounds like a night.
I'm all for it.
Grabbing some calls leading up to the game at 312-644-6767. Later on, Pete Futek is going to join us. And wow, do we have a lot of college football stuff to talk about. My God, my guy retired yesterday. Steve Spurrier just kind of left. He just said he's done.
You know, he leaves behind some great stuff, though. I'm not even talking about football games. Just stuff he's done and said. It's just quite something. I just love it.
I mean, he was always a really good dude when he was dealing with student media and when I was in college, and I learned about football from him. That guy was always available. He was always around campus, you know, just walking around saying hi to people and always wanted to talk football with you. Just a normal dude. I mean, he lacked some of that coachy. Maybe it's because he played in the NFL. Some guys are like gruff, coachy, like hard-ass, weirdo, coachy.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of them.
And he just wasn't. Just isn't. That's just not his style. And
he may not be able to play next week. I don't know.
Well, he's not busy. He can review movies for us.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. An hour and 7 minutes from now at Wrigley Field, game four of the National League Division Series between the Cubs and Cardinals. The Cubs, with a win, would go to the National League Championship Series for the first time in 12 years. President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein was on with Spiegel and Goff this afternoon, discussed the difficulties Wrigley Field brings to a front office.
As you know, it's totally schizophrenic, two extremes, whether it's blowing in or blowing out, and it's really hard to build a team that way, but I think Joe does a masterful job, and our players of embracing it, and they know it's time to lunch up when they see the wind blowing out, and then and for pitchers, it's time to keep the ball on the ground, and then when it's blowing in, for hitters, it's really a psychological exercise of just not letting it bother you and playing the game the right way. And obviously, then we're gonna start runners. We're gonna play a little more small ball, and pitchers can be a little bit more aggressive in the strike zone and up in the strike zone in those days.
Catch that entire interview at SpiegelandGoff.com. Lineups are out for Game 4. Addison Russell, a no-go for the Cubs. Javier Baez takes his spot at shortstop. No Yadier Molina for St. Louis. Jason Hamill throwing for the Northsiders. John Lackey counters for the Cards as he's coming off of just 3 days of rest, where he did pitch extremely well on Friday night for the Cardinals. Dodgers are in New York tonight. They try to fight off elimination against the Mets. 7:07 start time there at Citi Field. Other Major League Baseball news today. Former Padres manager Bud Black is interviewing with the Nationals for their job. Padres are set to interview Alex Cora for their managerial opening. Bears are off today. They have the Lions on Sunday. The Lions, the only winless team in the NFL. Blackhawks off tonight. They return to action tomorrow in Philadelphia. Bulls preseason continues tomorrow as well when they host the Detroit Pistons. Derrick Rose today said not to be expecting to play this preseason. Casey Johnson reporting his availability doubtful for the season opener. This scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, October sales event going on now. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And that's what we're talking about, Boris Wernstein leading you up to the Cubs game. And I hope it's the last one. I'd love to get rid of the Cardinals. I don't know if they'll go that easy, but I'd love to get rid of them.
Tyler's in Streeter. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. My question for you guys is my initial thought after the big win last night was perhaps maybe Joe would consider throwing Lester tonight, given that, you know, he's on 3 days of rest, maybe try and match that. Just want to know your guys' thoughts upon, obviously you're not going to question the great Joe Matt, but with that being said, you know, perhaps trying to get it done here at Wrigley and not trying to go back to St. Louis. I did hear Len say, though, that Lester is ready for Game 5 if necessary. I was not even thinking about that, but what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I just thought he wasn't available on 3 days rest.
That's what I think.
I didn't even think it was a consideration. As far as what the Cubs had said, that they that wasn't, it was at that, no pun intended, but a non-starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, as I understand it, that wasn't one of the options
wasn't
presented
on the table.
For whatever reason.
No, I don't know. But it wasn't on the table that I ever saw. Never heard him mention it.
So I don't
it's
know.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
it's okay. Gonna get in a panic about it. I mean, you know, he was great. I shouldn't say great, but he was good enough the first half, and then all of a sudden, so we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I thought for a while they had a big three that was set for anybody in the playoffs. Because, you know, we had the playoff thing that was set for a long time as we led up to the end of the season. Had that pretty much in mind for the last 2.5 months of the season. And I thought the Cubs were set, and then I didn't think they were set.
Now, that's going to be the one thing, if in fact this runs out of steam at some point, that's why they'll be targeting another horse of a starting pitcher, a veteran badass starter with $250 million or whatever it's going to cost going into next year. Because if you're serious about this, mm-hmm. you would rather not be starting Jason Hamill now.
No, I agree. No, I wouldn't do it. I wish I didn't have to, but I understand.
I just think he's got a good feel for it. He's proven that he's had a good feel for it. You didn't know that Lackey was going to get the confluence of having his good stuff and having a generous strike zone the first time out. And on 3 days rest, we shall see. But I know the Cubs are going to be taking a lot of pitches and working them over pretty good.
I would expect nothing less than that. Work him over.
312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score. We've got baseball coming up and still a lot of football talk. And
yes, we do.
There are some moderately excited Bears fans, too, that I keep asking, hey, how about the Bears people get run into? And they say, what do you think? I don't know. We'll see. I don't think there's been a huge recalculation of expectations.
No. Even though I think there's been a surprise about some teams that are bad that you didn't think were bad. I mean, the Bears, you thought were bad, and they're not really as bad as some other teams you thought were better. So that's what you get for picking.
And for those asking, why not, with Russell out, why not have Castro back at short and Baez at second? Because that's where they played before.
That's where they played, yeah.
The reason is Baez is a better shortstop than Castro.
He is.
It's a very simple reason there. I mean, I think you want your better player at that spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about an error last night. I don't necessarily think that's predictive of more errors tonight. We know how good a fielder he is. I mean, that infield, when they had Baez playing third and they had Russell and Castro and Rizzo, that was defensive infield porn. I mean, Baez is a really, really good shortstop.
He is. Yeah, I know he is. I'm not worried about that.
Not just coming in, backing him up, that they have to throw him out there. But that's the reason. He's better than Castro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty simple. Boris and Bernstein, you're listening to The Score.
Cubs broadcaster Len Casper on The Score is brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He's proven it all season long. Guy that we go to in big situations. Tomorrow's a big situation, and he's ready to go on short rest and You know, we were able to get him out a little bit earlier than what he's been accustomed to. He's had enough rest, and it's time to go.
Mike Matheny, manager of the Cardinals, on John Lackey explaining the pitching decision, and that's what the Cubs will see today. We are Boers and Bernstein.
He had no choice.
About an hour away from game time and taking some phone calls leading up to that before we switch it over to some football talk.
Yep.
Pete and Schaumburg, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. You know, I agree with you on Hamill is the ideal situation for a game four starter. But, you know, I mean, I think there's been a lot made of it in regards to the game four starter. I mean, if you look at the playoff series, Hamill is Hamill at four. But anyone that's not starting somebody on short rest is, you got McCullers, you got Ventura, you got Matz, you have R.A. Dickey. I mean, Derek Holland. I mean, there's not a lot of great number four, in
right.
the fourth game starters.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you have an offense that can do what they did last night, I understand the wind's blowing in today, but I mean, I think there's been so much made about the lack of Cubs pitching depth, but if you actually look at the Cubs, what they've done over 162, they have a pretty good staff.
Yeah, I mean, they won 97 games. Obviously, it's good enough, but I'm saying if you really want to load this thing up, if money's no object, you can push everybody. If you get a number one of ones, then everybody drops down a notch, and then you're looking at Kyle Hendricks as that guy instead.
And it's such an individual thing, too, because I think anybody who's a fan of the Texas Rangers, I don't know any fans of the Texas Rangers. I don't know if you do. They really felt like Derek Holland was a huge mistake yesterday. Just really,
it sure looked like it.
Yeah, that he's just not one of those guys that can do it. You know what I mean? It's not like,
right.
Yeah, I got a ton of choice. I don't think you do. Like most major league team don't, but I think that was one of those where you say, oh God, he just, the other ones are right. You're right to call it. Most of them did a pretty good job. It's just that Derek Holland was not one of them. And maybe it's got nothing to do with the short rest. I don't know. But I know Texas is second guessing itself.
There's this thought from Jim who says, the issue with starting Lester on 3 days rest is the addition of Ross to the lineup. Arrieta doesn't have a personal catcher. David Price won't ask for one if he comes to the Cubs. It's ridiculous that a pitcher as well-paid, as talented as Lester, needs his blankie in Ross. You can't plug in two automatic outs in the lineup during the playoffs.
I agree.
And Montero is an excellent catcher.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to address this next year. It's such a glaring weakness. Yeah, I don't like it. I know that there is the it's not measurable, it's not quantifiable. David Ross just brings his David Rossness to everything.
Yeah, he's beloved.
That's great. I'm glad he's beloved. Make him a coach. I don't like having a bad player in my lineup if I can avoid it.
Yeah, I agree.
And if John Lester is so sensitive that he can't function with anybody else, then you need to work that out ahead of time. David Ross can't play forever. Have him learn to like Miguel Montero.
That's, as good as it is, that shouldn't be difficult. I think if he tried it, he'd find that wouldn't be difficult at all.
I mean, Ross might be done after this year. Then what is he going to do with the remaining years of his Cubs contract?
Yeah,
I don't like playing bad players. And
he's right,
David Ross
in the lineup immediately.
Right, and Ross is a bad player.
Yeah, he is.
John and Elgin, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I had a quick question. Given that the Cubs actually get past the Cardinals and make it to the National League Championship Series, statistically speaking, who do you think would be the easier opponent for the Cubs, the Dodgers or the Mets?
It's a short series. There's no stats you could look at that could really give you a valid answer to that. It's a short series.
And the Mets did not beat the Cubs at all this year.
Right. But it doesn't matter. If you look at that pitching staff, man, there's no relief there. You talk about a solid group of arms coming at you one after the other.
Yes, they do.
I mean, plus, I don't think they had Cespedes when they played them earlier either.
Right.
Different team.
That ball's still going from last night. Jeez.
That bat flip too, man.
Yeah, well, that's how you do it. That's more of that. I love that stuff. But no, it doesn't matter. It's a seven-game series.
Yeah.
You can look at all the numbers in the world. It's like the stupidity of looking at batter versus pitcher stats. I mean, Sheehan wrote a whole thing about it. It's like, well, he's 8-for-16 against this guy. That doesn't matter. It didn't tell you anything. You can't make lineup decisions.
It's not the word easier is not right in there. I don't think that such thing exists at this point. I don't think it exists.
Oh, not the MLB Final Four. You're talking about easier, and
I don't believe it exists.
But nothing can help you decide what is a preferred path in a short series. Again, variance trumps everything. You could play what you think is the worse of the two teams, the lesser of the two teams, and that team could just beat your ass just because.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, in these series, any individual, any pitcher, any hitter, especially a position player, as history has shown time and time again, anybody good enough to be on a major league team is good enough to have an unbelievable series against you. That happens.
Time and time again.
Somebody can just be Scott Brosius all of a sudden.
Yep.
Somebody can be Marty Barrett all of a sudden. That just happens. Or Brian Doyle or any of these guys.
A ton of them.
Guys have really good series just because, like any other stretch of a season. And it doesn't matter. They say, well, it's different in October. No, it's really not, because sometimes you get a player who in the middle of July has a great five games, or in the middle of April, he has a great seven games. Even your guy Gordon Beckham.
Yeah, I don't think it's even.
Well, I'm saying even.
He's
capable of doing that. Guys have good stretches, and sometimes it just so happens that these good stretches come in October when everybody's watching. But you don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's a fool's errand to start nitpicking through statistics and say, well, this augurs well for a short series. You don't know.
No.
What's the point? Watch the games. Hope for good.
Well, and the other one certainly, I mean, what's happened so far has given you no clue of anything around baseball, around the American League. I don't have no clue what's going on at all. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's and the same thing in the National. I don't think anybody's easy. I just don't. I think when you get to the championship series, you get there, then nothing's easy. That's not easy. Doesn't exist. There goes all kinds of guys too. I know some on either the Mets or the Dodgers that could have the series against, and you go, what? That guy? Yeah. He could. Yeah, he very well could.
Now, here's the latest from Sheehan. As we're talking about the Arrieta stuff. So the future was on display as the Cubs got 6 home runs, 5 of them from players age 25 or younger, 4 of those 5 drafted or signed by the Cubs. The core of a championship-caliber offense, Soler, Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber, did championship-winning things on a night when the offense had to do something it hadn't had to do in a while, pick up Jake Arrieta. Arrieta, who struck out 9 of the 25 batters he faced, was unable to beat the elements last night. He allowed just 5 balls in the air, but 3 of them turned into extra base hits. The 2-run homer in the 6th by Hayward that hastened his exit. Arrieta walked to something he'd done just once in his previous 10 starts. We've reached a point with Arrieta where a 9-2 walk to or strikeout to unintentional walk ratio in 25 so it passes for a bad start. It's fair to say, speaking subjectively, this wasn't the same pitcher who took the mound last Wednesday. It's worth noting. Here we go here. Arrieta has been worked hard. Until his last 2 regular season starts, he'd thrown 112 pitches or more in 5 straight outings. Last night pushed him over 240 innings in 2015. His previous career high is 173. He threw 171 last year. It's not inevitable that he will give out, but you have to figure it's possible. The Cardinals have to figure they blew a golden opportunity. If you tell them at 4 p.m., they're going to score 4 runs in 16 outs and get into the Cubs bullpen in the 6th, they probably would be giddy.
Yep.
I can't help but think that there was an alternate path through this game that would have allowed the Cards 6 runs to be enough to win. Mike Matheny, however, made a mistake that he has made time and time again in the postseason, one that would prove costly. Michael Wacha came into Game 3 having pitched poorly down the stretch. Whatever Wacha was 2 years ago, he seemed to be less than that now, perhaps due to his ongoing shoulder issues. Last night, he needed 77 pitches to get through 4 innings and 18 batters without a single 1-2-3 inning in the bunch. Wacha's spot in the lineup came up with 1 out and no one on in the 5th. And given everything we know, the times around the order penalty, Wacha's late season issues, it was time to remove him. Matheny let him bat. I can almost understand this with the Yadier Molina situation. Matheny has to be a little conservative with his bench. The difference in 1 at bat between Greg Garcia and Wacha is pretty small. Hitting Wacha isn't a terrible idea if you're going to lift him. Matheny sent Waka to the mound to start the fifth. Three batters later, it was 4-2, and the Cardinals would never lead again. The baseball concept in play is simple. By the third time around the order, starting pitchers lose enough effectiveness that most of them are now going to be less effective than a fresh relief pitcher. It's a combination of fatigue and familiarity. It is a consistent, reliable effect. And he tracks this by OPS allowed, by number of times seeing a pitcher in a game. And he shows from 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, overall, it goes up.
Well, we were watching the first couple of innings yesterday. I didn't think he had anything. We were talking about it.
He said,
he had a damn thing.
He said, in any given year, an individual pitcher's number may vary. There are no pitchers immune to the effect. The longer you pitch into a game, the more times the hitters see you, the less effective you're going to be. Michael Wacha in 2015 allowed a 624 OPS first time through, 665 the second, and 746 the third. This is, again, this is one of these consistent issues with Matheny, which is the fact that he's got this information. Somebody's supplying him. This is me talking now, not Joe Sheehan. But somebody's supplying him with this information.
Yeah, he's got to have it. He has it. Sure. He's got it.
Right?
Yeah, he's got it. Sure.
So he says,
absolutely, he's got it. Like I say, he didn't have anything that I saw at any point.
He says, Mike Matheny has repeatedly allowed his lesser starters to see a lineup a third time and lost games for just that reason. It's an enormous blind spot that predictably blew up on him last night. Cardinals will try to stave off elimination by sending Lackey to the mound in game four this afternoon. Lackey starts in short rest. We'll talk about, like, we're asking him to run a 345 mile. The numbers for starters on 3 days rest aren't great. At that, we're talking about a small sample of guys scattered around a period of years pitching against playoff teams. There's the issue of the structure of the division series, encouraging managers to start the number one in game four because number two can start game five on full rest. For a team like the Cardinals or the Dodgers with a small gap between one and two, the value of starting the one on full rest in game five isn't that great relative to the other option. Tony Cruz is starting for the Cardinals. Yadier Molina has tried. Playing through a thumb injury isn't going well. We'll see if he's available at all. And if he's not, the Cards are only a man short, but stuck leaving Cruz in the game no matter what the leverage of his at-bats. Cubs start Javier Baez at shortstop. Addison Russell sitting after tweaking his hamstring. It's a significant defensive hit to the Cubs and also may hinder Joe Maddon's in-game maneuvering. There you have it. That's the Sheehan take on what was and what is going to be. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Cubs win. They take a 2-1 lead over the Cardinals at Wrigley.
Driven toward left center field and deep. This ball's back to the wall.
Can they finish off the Cardinals in Game 4 of the NLDS? When the moment is this huge, trust only the score. For the most in-depth coverage on the radio, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff talk.
Celebrate the run to the postseason with Corbell and your favorite team. Cheers to many more locker room celebrations. Celebrate responsibly. Corbell, toast life. F. Corbell and Brothers, Gurneyville, Sonoma County, California.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one?